NewsHall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Former President Trump is set to hold a huge rally this evening in the heart of New York City.
Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden will kick off the final week of campaigning in the race for the White House. And the former president is hoping to make a splash in his former hometown at the iconic arena. New York isn't expected to vote for Trump, but that's not stopping him from staging a flashy event to win media attention and energize his base a little more than a week before Election Day. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel's strike severely harmed Iran and that the barrage, quote, achieved all its goals. He spoke Sunday, a day after Israeli warplanes hit several military targets in Iran in retaliation for an Iranian ballistic missile attack on Israel earlier this month. In a video statement released by the IDF, Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari warns Iran and other countries not to escalate the situation.
If the regime in Iran were to make the mistake of beginning a new round of escalation, we will be obligated to respond. Our message is clear. All those who threaten the state of Israel and seek to drag the region into wider escalation will pay a heavy price.
American Airlines is testing a new technology at three airports across the country during the boarding process that aims to cut down on passengers who try to jump the line. The technology is being tested at Albuquerque International Sunport Airport in New Mexico, Tucson International Airport in Arizona, and Reagan Washington National Airport in Crystal City, Virginia. It alerts gate agents with an audible sound if a passenger tried to scan the ticket ahead of the assigned group. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-298-9534. That's 800-298-9534. 800-298-9534.
There's been a suicide bombing attack at a checkpoint in Pakistan.
Pakistani police say a suicide attack at a checkpoint has killed around four security personnel and injured five people in the country's northwest region. There is no immediate claim of responsibility for the car bombing, but suspicion is likely to fall on the Pakistani Taliban, who operate out of the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province and mostly target the military and police. Police officials say the assault occurred in North Waziristan and that the injured were in critical condition. In the same region, a separate incident occurred where a remote-controlled bomb struck a military convoy in the Tank district, and no casualties were reported. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims North Korean troops are poised to be deployed by Russia on the battlefield in Ukraine any day now. News and analysis at townhall.com. At least two dozen states have passed or proposed alien land laws targeting Chinese nationals and companies from purchasing property or land because of China's status as a foreign adversary. Emory University professor of Asian history or Asian American history, Chris Hsu, says anti-Chinese rhetoric in America goes back years.
A lot of the anti-Chinese sentiment in the 1870s was actually not just against the Chinese, but against white railroad tycoons who were, in a sense, profiting off, importing, quote-unquote, cheap labor.
A doctor's group in the United Nations says fighters from the notorious paramilitary Rapid Support Forces ran roughshod in East Central Sudan in a multi-day attack that killed more than 120 people in one town. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Expect some sunshine to wrap up this weekend with a light breeze out of the north and a high of 61. A freeze warning will be in effect overnight with a clear sky and light winds. The low down to 40 near the city, but some low to mid-30s as you get out into the suburbs. Sunny tomorrow, the high of 63. And a sunny and warmer Tuesday with a high near 69. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple years. They've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. If you want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. I am very fortunate. We're very fortunate today that we have a guest. We have one of my very favorite people in real estate for probably over 30 years. And who I'm talking about is someone that I met when I first got into the business, taking a program that was called Sweat Hogs. We are going to be talking to Mike Palin, who is president of Floyd Wickman. He's brilliant. He's kind. He's generous. He's spent decades improving the lives of all of us realtors. And he's got a new book out that I can't wait to talk to him about that's called Rethink Everything. Rethink everything that you know about selling real estate. This is mainly for real estate professionals, but I think the rest of you are going to enjoy this also. Good afternoon, my friend.
Hi, Margaret. You're my hero. You know that.
I love you. I love you. We started in Sweat Hogs more than 30 years ago, and I still sometimes don't know the things that you taught me, if I made them up or you made them up.
Well, that's a sign of a good program.
It is a, and
you know,
it is
I hear
a.
That, I hear that from lots of students. You know, they come to me, hey, I made up this neat technique. You know, it's something they learned in the program. But if you internalize it and make it your own, that's a sign of really good training.
And that is something that I had. I was so lucky. My first trainer was Gary. So sorry, Gary. We lost Gary this past year or so. He was wonderful. You and Floyd. And then, of course, I still listen to the Mike and Mary show. And let's talk about your new book or anything that you want to talk about. I'm, you know, success in real estate is so tough. A few agents get most of the business, and many others struggle or give up too soon. I'm finding that the people today feel overwhelmed by that amount of information available, and they need some clear advice to help them succeed. I think you can give that, Mike. Talk to us about your new book. Oh, and I just want to remind you of one thing. Zig Ziglar had a great, great quote, and it says, and this is what you do, if you teach your students selling skills without working on their character, the selling skills won't last.
True.
So I'm going to try and let you talk because I love hearing you and you've got so much to say. And if anybody's got any questions, they can call in, give your questions to Noah, and he can transmit them to me. We can get them answered. So please take it away, Mike Palin.
Okay, Margaret. Thank you. You know, you mentioned Zig Ziglar. He changed so many salespeople's fortunes with his teachings, and he mentored some great, great, great sales trainers, but also speakers. He was a wonderful speaker. And he and Floyd, the founder of our company, Floyd Wickman, had a 38-year mentor-protege relationship. So Floyd took to heart everything that Zig taught him, especially you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what they want. And I was just really happy to celebrate Floyd's 83rd birthday with him last Saturday. There's a whole bunch of us who went up to Michigan to see him. Unfortunately, Linda could not be there. But he was there along with all his children and grandchildren and a couple of great-grandchildren. And it was so funny, you know, they passed the microphone around the room just before we did the cake, and all the grandchildren said the same thing. We thought all grandparents were like the Wickmans. It was only later that we found out that's not the case, but they loved going to Grandpa Floyd's house.
Oh, my goodness. And, what a treat. Yeah. That must have been such a joy to have celebrated with Floyd, who, gosh, we all admire so much, and he shared so much, and he did for so many of us. Talk about you get by giving. His philosophy there has, you know, taken hundreds, thousands of us through the real estate.
Well, he created his program, the one you mentioned, Sweat Hogs, which, by the way, has endured for, 40 years. And if something lasts that long with a name like Sweat Hogs, it better be good, because that's a terrible name to give to a training program. excuse me. The reason I wrote the book, because Floyd's the original thinker in this pair here. I was just creative director and translated what he was doing on stage into a space training program for salespeople that could be repeated by not just him and not just me, but at one point, dozens of people around the country were teaching his program. And if you look at those people who are in positions of leadership in most of the big organizations, they all at one time or another were students of Floyd and his program.
Mike, you know, it's interesting. I am in a group called Active Rain. I think everybody's heard about it. Big online professional real estate group. We blog every day, and we ask questions every day, and we meet every Tuesday on Zoom. And there's so many of the Rainers that are also Wickman graduates and Floyd Wickman, and it's so much fun that when I see one of these comments come out, I know it's from you, it's from Mary, it's from Floyd. I could name a whole bunch of the people. There are just so many of them. One that comes to mind right now is Sham Reddy. He meets on our Tuesday Zooms, and just a delight. He's a Wiki.
Yeah, and most of the people who get affected by Floyd are learners. You know, that great quote about learners, you know, learners are going to inherit the world. The learned, the people who already know everything, are equipped to lead a world that no longer exists.
Ah.
So, if you think you know everything, that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book. You know, Floyd is the original thinker. I was the compiler. And then I heard this quote. I think it was from a French philosopher who said, everything that needed to be said has already been said. But nobody was listening, so it needs to be said again.
I love that. And that's pretty much the way you're feeling about real estate. You're not really learning anything that new in real estate, the concepts. It's just that we need to relearn them again.
One of the contributors to Inman News, that's probably the site to go for real estate news, what's current and what's true and unbiased. One of their contributors did a must-read list of the top 10 books published in real estate this year that you must read. And I was just thrilled to see me there as number 4 on the list.
I love it. You belong there.
Well, what cracked me up, Margaret, was they said it was a fresh approach to real estate. And it's what Floyd's been teaching for 40 years. And because the basics never go out of style. They're timeless.
Oh, I'm so pleased with hearing you. One of the things that I remember, you all said, train the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that's what Zig was referring to when he said build character.
Right.
You know, selling skills, techniques, can be used for good or for bad. You know, professional salespeople use techniques, and con men use techniques. Mm. And they use the same ones because they work, right?
I used that recently with the difference between the con man and the salesman. Go ahead, let me hear your version of it.
Well, the only difference between a pro and a con is intent.
Correct.
Right? Who are you doing it for? Who are you doing it to serve? If it's for selfish reasons, well, that's con technique. Like Bernie Madoff, you know?
Yes.
But if you do it to serve your client's needs, and really, as Zig said, help enough other people get what they want, you'll always end up with what you want. Or everything you need. I like to say, if you give what you have, you'll get what you need.
Yes. And it's a wonderful, wonderful philosophy. And interesting, as you're talking about that, I said, I think I may have written a blog about the con man and the difference. And I use it frequently. And darn, I thought it came from me, and it didn't. It came from you guys. But that's what you are saying is so wonderful about the way you guys teach. We all teach each other. It doesn't matter who says it, who comes up with it. It's that we're learning it, that we're training the brain.
Yeah. If I may, just a really quick commercial. Everything you need to know about us is at floydwickman.com.
Okay.
And the book is available on Amazon.
Okay.
Rethink everything you know about selling real estate.
Needs that, again, anytime you call me, I've got all of that information. In fact, I've got your book in my hand right now. So this show is going to go really fast. Let's get some of the things that you think are very, very important in your book. So, I've got lots of things to ask you. Do you want me to bring up some topics or?
Well, I'd like to speak to something first.
Okay.
If that's okay. And then I'm happy to answer your question. Who is listening to this program? Who are your listeners? Are they the consumer or are they real estate agents?
They're both. They are absolutely both. Okay. I've had the show now for 11 years. I have been talking all about real estate all of this time, And I really don't know who's listening, but this morning I had somebody call. I said, oh, I listen to you every week. What's your topic? I said, I'm not sure yet. And she gave me an idea, and I wrote it down. So that'll be one of the topics for my show. And then I have, you know, active RAIN members in real estate. It seems like every time I do a transaction with somebody, oh, we listen to you. In the beginning, they didn't listen because you know that nobody listens to the radio. And that's why it's been so, so much fun. So our audience right now, I used to think it was only consumers. It was only people who were thinking about buying and selling homes. But I have found out there are many people who are listening who have nothing to do or have no desire to move. They're just listening in for the information, and I love, love hearing that. Mike, I'm going to ask you a quick favor. I didn't realize it. We need to take a quick break. Please stay tuned. Hold on. We'll come right back to you. You're listening to Margaret Rome with Mike Palin. And our call-in number, which you we're probably not going to get through, call me after the show, 410-530-2400.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night? Not because she's sick,
but because she went to bed without enough to eat?
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat? I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
You're who you always were.
She was screaming and crying. I've never seen her like that in my life.
You're who you've always been.
So we ended up calling the doctor, and he said, this isn't just an ear infection.
You always had it in you.
This is our daughter, and we didn't know how to help her.
To fight monsters and win.
Every day, thousands of kids like Gwen enter a Children's Miracle Network hospital. And for many of them, they're fighting for their lives. Children's hospitals are underfunded, which is why these hospitals rely on community support. 100% of contributions made at helpkidstoday.org go to your local member children's hospital so they can spend it on their most urgent needs.
It's life-changing for a kid like Gwen.
We can't change their diagnosis, but together, we're changing their future. For ways to help, visit us at helpkidstoday.org. helpkidstoday.org.
It's the most important election since the Civil War. Join WCBM for our special Decision 2024 election night coverage, led by nationally syndicated host Todd Starnes. Local election results from the WCBM News Department. Get all the latest up-to-the-minute results as the polls close in battleground states throughout the night. Decision 2024, Tuesday, November 5th, from 6 p.m. to midnight. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, and WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to All About Real Estate and Margaret Rome, and you're listening to my dear friend Mike Palin of the Floyd Wickman Courses. You want to get in touch with him, floydwickmancourses.com, or call me. He's easy to reach, and I cannot suggest a better program for new agents or agents who are struggling a little bit. I just think the information and what you're learning there is fabulous. It is anybody who's taken the course knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's not just one course you take. You're living this course. So let's get back to Mike Palin and hear some more of his wonderful lessons in life. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you, Margaret. You know, I asked you who your listeners are, and I'm glad that some real estate agents are listening in, maybe some brokers, maybe some owners. But what I'd really like to specifically address is anybody who's thinking of selling anytime in the future, whether it's this week, this year, or this decade, or forever. I want to give you some food for thought. The first is, I'm really glad, by the way, listening to your commercial, that you mentioned how much experience you have, because you and I have seen the cycles. We know the market goes in cycles. For instance, we're in an election month, October, before every presidential election. What do I hear from all the people we're coaching? Gee, things are slow. Well, that's happened every election year, in 20 and 16 and 12 and 08, all the way back. It just, that's what happens. People get put their plans on hold to figure out who's going to lead the country then for the next 4 years. And then they wake up the day after the election and realize, oh, I just wasted a month. I shouldn't have waited. Yeah, but the other thing I read was from Elliot Eisenberg, the bow tie economist, who does lots of real estate stats. He said, we are on track right now for the two lowest sales years since 1990, last year and this year. Very interesting number. We're under 4 million closings a year. So I wanted your consumers, the ones who are ever thinking of selling their house and also buying, were you aware that last year, more than half of the agents who are licensed closed one transaction or fewer? By the way, what's fewer than one? Right. The average agent closed less than four transactions. Now, your years of experience, I know you've sold hundreds and hundreds of houses for your clients. That's why they keep coming back to you. The truth of the matter is, less than 10% of the agents are doing more than 90% of the business, which means chances are 90% or better. If you choose an agent, they probably don't know how to write an acceptable offer. They probably don't know how to market a property. Not you, Margaret, because your experience has taught you what makes a house sell. You get a listing on the market, you are scrutinizing the qualifications of any buyer who comes your way. or any buyer who brings in an offer. Most agents probably don't know how to write an offer. I know that's not a popular opinion, but it's true. Their buyers are probably not pre-approved. They might have been pre-qualified by pre-approved by a reliable lender. They might not have proof of funds. The earnest money deposit they bring to the transaction is usually a minimum amount, and it's usually completely refundable if they change their minds for any reason whatsoever. They probably will want an inspection and want you as the seller to make repairs out of your own pocket. They'll want an expensive appraisal that you pay for. And in this new real estate climate, they're probably going to ask you to pay them 3% and concessions.
Yep.
Cold broke transactions where if you hire Margaret and a co-broke agent brings the buyer, they had a 17% fall-through rate last year. That's one out of every six transactions where a seller thought their house was sold, only to find out by the time they were supposed to get to closing, somebody didn't do their job right, and they didn't get to move. When you hire Margaret, and I'm begging you, if you ever think of selling your house, you got to call Margaret. Because she knows what she's doing. She will make sure any buyer she brings to you is pre-approved by the right lender, that they have proof of funds, that their earnest money is going to cover any costs that you have, like closing costs, that the inspection and appraisal will not be done, so you have to make repairs. They'll be done just for structural defects. She'll sell your house as is, where is. She'll bring you flexibility on closing dates and possession dates. And with Margaret, there's a 0% chance of fall throughs.
Wait a minute, Mike. I have to interrupt.
Okay.
Even I have fall throughs. And what I say is that if you have no fall-throughs, you are not working hard enough. So sometimes things beyond our compare, sometimes people are truth-impaired that we miss, and sometimes deals do fall through. So everybody listening out there, yes, most of my deals always go through. I do what Mike is saying, but there are times, and those who are listening may know of them. So keep going, Mike. I love you.
Well, I only wanted to say that because you do everything that's in that book.
Yes, you wrote the book for me. I thought I wrote the book when I read it. And it's an easy read. I mean, you can read it in one sitting. It's not more than 100 pages. It's a delight to read. Agents, if you're listening, call me. I'll tell you how to get it. It's on Amazon. You have any questions for Mike, call me. I'm just having such a good time and loving that what we learned 3 decades ago is really not new. We're just using it, refreshing it, and we have the same exact goals that we did back then. Now we're doing it with a little more technology. That's basically what's changed.
Yeah, technology, but also transparency has changed radically since the Department of Justice settlement with the NAR. And, they're getting lots of pushback from multiple listing systems around the country. But the truth is, the way things are now, buyers and sellers have complete and total transparency as to who represents who and who does what and who gets paid what. I think that's positive. That's a wonderful development.
Yeah, and that's the way many of us have always done it. The news is making it such a big deal, the huge changes. But those of us who have been taught have been knowing completely who their sellers were, who their buyers were, who they were representing. And that transparency for many of us has always been there.
If I could promote any one particular technique from the book, it would be about how to build a business that works even when you're not working. If you're a real estate agent, you have one currency, and it isn't technology. It really isn't even skill. The currency you have that brings value is your close personal relationships with your clients and your prospects. Now, you can't have close personal relationships with thousands of people. So we don't for sure try to market to thousands of people. You can have a mailing list and that's fine. But there's probably 200 people who know you, like you, trust you, and respect you. And if you asked them to, would be more than happy to refer you to their friends and family and neighbors and coworkers and do repeat business with you, come back to you again and again, as long as you give them the kind of service that you give. That's why people repeat with you over and over and over. You've probably had some people do 5 and 6 and 8 homes with you.
I have, and it's been so much fun. What I say is, I'm not sure if they were clients who've become friends or friends that just happened to be clients. We have that kind of bond, and they may be listening right now, and you know who you are, some of the people that I have worked with it's been a joy getting to know you and learning and making friends with you, as well as helping you buy and sell houses. So you are so right about that. I'm having a great time.
The one thing about technology that has really enhanced the ability to do that is this thing called social media. You know, a close personal relationship means you know what's going on in the lives of the people you serve, the ones who are your most likely candidates to do repeat and referral business with you. And when you do, then your social media engagement with them is personal. It's directed for an anniversary or a birthday or something happened in their children's lives. And the more you know about the people in your business, the more personal it can be, the more personalized your interactions and communications can be. Yes, you should send them stuff via email or U.S. mail or text. Yes, you should. And yes, you should call them, get voice-to-voice 2 or 3 or 4 times a year just to check in. Make sure they don't have any real estate questions. And yes, you should probably go out and see them face-to-face at least once a year. Most of our best students do a client appreciation event. They take people to breakfast or lunch, or they do dinner parties for small groups. They meet with the people in their business. But on top of that, they're now engaging via social media about the real minutiae, the real personal details of their life, and connecting that way. And if anything will deepen and make a relationship last, it's those kind of interactions with the people in your business.
I love it, Mike. And you always say that a client will work with you your way and not fight you, how it really is a relationship-based business. It's not a transaction-based business. And I think if you can get that through to the newer agents, the seasoned agents, that's what it's all about.
And it takes a while to build that. You know, our students, it takes them a year really focusing on your 200 best sources and learning all about them and connecting with them and engaging with them on social media and showing them. What's that famous phrase? People don't care what you know until they know that you care.
Right. One of the things when I am mentoring a new agent is the same exact philosophy that we learned. I tell them to sit down and make a list. Maybe it's your holiday list. Think about on that list of everybody that you know who likes you and who would say, oh, yeah, I know Mike. He's a good guy. Write those names down and stay in touch. You will easily come up with a couple hundred people and stay in touch with those people. As you say, you don't need to have all the business. You just need to have the people that know and like you. And that's how you're really going to continue going in this business, if that's what you want to do. How many people came into the business this past year, and how many stayed in of the newer ones?
Well, there are fewer people getting in than there are getting out right now.
Okay.
As far as I know, recruiting is down about 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a 1.6, 1.5 million members of the National Association. That number hasn't changed much over the last 3-4 years. But I'm assuming it's about to change.
Mm-hmm. I think,
you know, more people are leaving than getting in. I wanted to make a point, though, about those 200 people, Margaret. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I tell you what, hold that thought. Let us take a quick break so that I don't get into trouble here. Hold that thought. We will be right back. You're listening to Margaret Rome and Mike Palin on All About Real Estate. And you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
This weekend will end on a dry note with sunshine and a light breeze out of the north. The high today should climb to 61. A freeze warning goes into effect overnight with a clear sky and light winds. The low should hover near 40, but in the suburbs there may be some low to mid-30s resulting in some frost forming. For the start of the week on Monday, a sunny afternoon. Tomorrow, the high of 63. Warmer temperatures Tuesday with sun and winds out of the south. The high should approach 69. And a sunny Wednesday with a high near 77. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com. Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homeroom.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
History happened here for 100 years.
Thanks, Tom and Frank. And I've just been spending a lot of time in the newsroom while you guys were here recounting this. But most of the eyewitness accounts that are coming out of New York, and most of the people that they've had on that are experts in aviation in the area, say there is absolutely no doubt that this is a terrorist attack on the World Trade Center. Both towers, the first or North Tower, hit first.
WCBM in Baltimore will return.
Baltimore has been listening for 100 years. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Wake up to the latest news and sports, plus traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker and a jolt of opinion on the most important issues of the day. It's the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You are listening to Margaret Rome with my wonderful guest, Mike Palin. And Mike was just talking to us about those 200 people that agents need to have in their sphere of influence. And I think you wanted to say something about that, Mike.
I did. 'Cause you might be thinking, well, how could I run a business on just 200 people? When the truth is, those 200 people are talking real estate to their friends, their family, their neighbors, and their coworkers. And they probably know closely their own 200 people. That's what anthropology tells us, that when a society or a village or a community reaches 200 or more people, it splits in half. Because you can't maintain that intimacy, those close personal relationships beyond 200. But they're having real estate conversations every day. It's on everybody's mind. It's on everybody's lips. They're talking real estate, especially if they own real estate, because they're wondering, What's happening with values? What's happening with interest rates? What's happening in the market? It's just a common topic of conversation. And when they do, when they have those conversations, if you've done your job with them, they're going to think of you. It's like conditioning. The more times you have a contact and a connection with those 200 people, the more likely they are, when they have one of those conversations, to think, you know, that's who Margaret's looking for, and connect you with the people they know. If you do the numbers, 200 people who know 200 people is 40,000 people.
Wow, never thought of it that way.
That's a lot of people. So there are 40,000 opportunities for you to connect with somebody who needs to buy or sell real estate. Now, if you also, on top of that, develop your own specialties. Some agents love to work expired listings, and by the way, there's lots of them now. Some agents like to work for sale by owners, because for sale by owners traditionally get between 7 and 30% less than they could have gotten with a full-service agent. One of the 10% who know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like to work probate. Some people like to work divorces. They develop specialties. One of my coaching students got 125 listings. He's in Myrtle Beach. He's got a system. They were all probate listings. I have another student in Cincinnati who exclusively works expireds. He got over 100 listings, sold them all, or sold two-thirds of them himself, just working expireds up to 5 years old. So whatever your niche is, if you add that to your sphere of influence, or what we call book of business, it's easy to get into that 10% group that control 90% of the market.
Mm-hmm. If you, I think that so many people come into real estate. The reason is, I've heard this, you've heard it, why are you in real estate? Why do you want to be in real estate? When I mentor somebody and they come to me and they said, are you going to talk me out of real estate? And I say, why? What's your reason for coming in? And it's always very, very simple. I love to look at houses, and I like people. I can make my own hours, and it's easy money.
Right. There's the number one answer I've heard to that question is there's no ceiling on my income.
Right.
What they don't realize is there's also no floor.
Right. And I've had people, as you've known, and the people who've listened to me on the radio, one of the gals who I sold her dream home, absolutely dream home, at the settlement table, comment on how easy it was that she was going to go get her license. Long story short, 1 year later, her dream home on the market. I went back and checked her transactions. This was the only one that she had, was her own listing. She was out of the business. So it looks easy. It's not as hard as it looks. It's not as easy as it looks. But the dedication that we put into it needs to be there above all else. And some of us work alone, and as you're saying, these people who are doing 125 transactions a year know how to run a business.
Well, there's the key word there, business, because it is a business.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who's been listening so far might think I'm a bit of a cynic about most of the agents out there who don't know what they're doing, and I guess I am, but I do love entrepreneurs. I love the guts it takes to just say, okay, I'm going to go out there without a paycheck. I'm going to put it on the line. I mean, there's no one I respect more than independent contractors, commission-only salespeople, anyone who starts a business. They got my... I'm proud of them. Because without that impulse, that entrepreneurial drive, our economy would stall completely. That's what makes our world go round. The tragedy is that so many of those people who do it for those reasons that you mentioned, they love showing houses, they think it's easy money, they get to make their own hours, they never get a system to make it work. Or they try one thing, and halfway through realizing it, they try something else and jump horses in the middle of the stream and never stick to one system. That's another reason why I wrote that book, because it is a blueprint. It's a system that's worked for hundreds of thousands of agents to put together a business that really supports their lifestyle. We've all got hopes and wishes and dreams and expectations. But once you have a goal, a specific, measurable, attainable goal, and you work toward it and you apply the system that'll get you there, this business will give you everything you've ever dreamed of and more. I love this business.
I love this business, yes.
Yeah. The thing I don't love is what most agents do on social media, which is make it look too easy. They make it look like they're millionaires driving Maseratis around all the time. It isn't easy. This is a difficult business. And for all the years I've been teaching Floyd's program, I pretty much start every program with that question. Why did you get into the business? And you ticked off the four number one answers I hear. The income, the flexible schedule, love houses, and love helping people. You know what no one's ever said? I got into this because I love running a business.
Mm-hmm.
I got into this because I love prospecting. No one's ever said that. And yet, all the good stuff we get is a result of the prospecting and the business systems that you put in place.
Mike, we've got a caller on the line. I could talk to you forever. Let's see who is on the line. Maybe they've got a quick question. Good afternoon. Sure. Who is this?
Hi, Margaret. It's Greg Large calling from Columbus, Ohio, one of your Active Rain friends.
Hey, Greg. Thank you so much for calling in. Do you know about the Floyd Wickman courses?
I'm sorry, about the what?
Floyd Wickman courses. We're talking to Mike Palin right now about the Floyd Wickman courses.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the Floyd Wickman. I've been around for a long, long time. And Floyd Wickman was good, and I'm actually a fan of Mike Ferry, Tom Ferry's dad. So
right.
That tells you how long I've been in.
Okay. Did you have a question for the show? I'm so pleased that you called in. Do you have a question or comment you want to share with the audience?
No, I don't really. I just saw your post on Active Rain this morning say, who will call? I said, well, I will. I've been meaning to for a while. I don't always get out of church in time to do this. So I thought, well, today's the day. You've been so nice to me over the years. And I said, what can I do for Margaret today? Call in and make her day.
George, I mean, Greg, if you, where are you located?
I'm in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. So anybody out there who is thinking about buying or selling in Columbus, Ohio, or the area, call me after the show and I will put you in touch with Greg Large. Terrific real estate agent, and thank you so much for calling in. We are going back to Mike. Mike, we really are pretty close to the end of the show. Do you want to wrap it up with one thought?
Yeah, you mentioned train the brain earlier. And that when you work on your character, it starts to show on the outside as well. If there's one thing I'd recommend, train the brain is kind of a misnomer. It really is train the mind. And we're at the end right now of one of the most bitter, divisive, partisan elections I can ever remember. It's the discourse has really been uncivilized. And if you get yourself caught up in that, it can really get you off track. And as it has for some of the people I know who are saying things are so slow and it's because of the election, one of the principles of train the brain is to protect your attitude. And one of the most important ways to protect your attitude is, yes, you should stay informed, but understand most media is there to promote an agenda. It's not there to inform you. So if you're going to get your news from an unbiased source and feed your mind with positives instead of the divisive stuff. Because our job is hard enough to do with confidence and with a positive attitude. If you've got a negative attitude and worry, boy, that makes it twice as difficult as it needs to be.
Mike, thank you so much. We're at the end of the hour. Anybody who wants to think about getting in touch with Mike, read his book called Rethink Everything You Know About Selling Real Estate. Give me a call. I will put you in touch. If you want to talk about real estate during the week, give me a call, 410-530-2400. And next week, I will tell you about my new listings and some of the wonderful new homes that I have. Call me after the show. I will tell you about them now. Again, All About Real Estate, Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400.
Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. With just a little over a week to go before